you have to meet people where they are. I think this is a big change that's happening, and it's super hard. I mean, you know this better than anybody. When in the advertising world, you know, there's so many people competing for that attention in that space. And so the real trick here is how can you actually find people where they are while you're going after those spaces, and how can you get creative? So, for example, instead of going after just cold traffic for Facebook, how can you use Facebook for things like retargeting ads, you know, more effectively? Well, to do that, you need to find the cold traffic somewhere else. And that's the part I think that's key. So
welcome to the Viral by Design podcast with Dave Rothero, where we get inside the minds of today's leading viral marketers as they reveal the exact strategies they use to build brands, products, and campaigns that are magnetic to customers, spread like wildfire, and seize the attention of millions. This is Viral by Design.
Welcome to another episode of Viral by Design. Today, we are very fortunate to be joined by Mike Weiss. Mike is the Chief Community Officer of Dropified LLC. Dropified is a platform which allows dropshippers to automate a lot of the heavy lifting involved with running a dropshipping business and a lot more, which I'm very excited that we're going to be learning about today. Mike's job is to educate and serve the Dropify community with powerful strategies to help them grow their e-commerce businesses. Over the past 20 years, he's helped companies in all sorts of different niches, so financial, online safety, telecommunications, health, e-commerce, to harness the power of storytelling to become seismic influencers, trendsetters, and to reach dizzying heights regards to their revenue. He's delivered over 200 presentations in just 2 short years to help companies reach their customers on a deeper, more transparent and trustworthy level, which means longer client lifespans, more referral-based traffic, and effective product strategy. If you stick around till the end of this episode, you're going to discover exactly how to use storytelling to sell your brand, your business, your products, 5 strategies to upgrade your e-commerce business, and 3 hacks of marketing to increase your online sales.
Man, that was good. Yeah. I should just hire you with me just to go wherever I go. That was decent, man. Yeah, it's a pleasure being with you, Dave. Honestly, man, I love Grip. I love the audience. I love everything that you've been doing. Super next level, and it's a real privilege to be here as part of your show.
That's awesome, man. It's great to have you. Sweet. So, how do you tell stories about an e-commerce product? This is something early on in my career I used to hear, because I started out in e-commerce as well. And I used to hear this thing going around in the marketplace, this buzz about you need to tell stories. But I never at that time quite got it. Now, I kind of come to understand it since then, but I'd love to hear your take on how you can use storytelling, not just in your advertising, but with your products as well.
Yikes. Yeah. So that's a big topic. So maybe what I would just say is this is storytelling. If we just kind of come back to maybe the grassroots of storytelling and the purpose of storytelling, then I think it'll probably help people understand really where that fits into every part of their life and how they should just be getting better at telling stories, period. Because there's nothing worse than having a beer with a mate over, you know, over what happened in their week and what happened. It's very unengaging and disengaging. And so So stories, if you look at just the history of stories, got even the oldest cultures in our that we see even today, you know, primarily in the Asian cultures, did education and performed other education through stories. And you know, it was interesting is once, you know, a person reached a certain age and became an elder, they no longer would be required to work. And their job was to take care of the children. And to do one thing, it wasn't just to watch them on their iPads or go watch, you know, Melrose Place or whatever. Sorry, I'm dating myself. But you, it wasn't to sit back and enjoy a martini and kind of enjoy retirement. It was to educate. And the one way that folks would educate and these elders would educate their children was primarily through stories. They didn't have textbooks way back when. They had, you know, old scripts and they had old, you know, and that's if they had access to those scrolls and to those stories. But more importantly, these stories were transferred and were you know, from one generation to the next. And that's how these cultures learned, right? So when you're talking about hunting or fishing you know, gathering or collecting way back when, that was done through stories. You know, if you're talking about, you know, how the world came to be, that was done through stories. Again, that had passed down from generation to generation. So stories have an incredible impact in helping people not only learn, but also in helping people identify with who they are, right? So it's really, it's a big piece of your identity, are the stories that you adopt and that you tell yourself and that you operate through. And again, all of us, if you think about it, and I mean, I don't want to get into a giant philosophical conversation, although we could with stories, is, you know, even think of it like where you are right now. Did you know, like the very fabric of what you identify yourself with comes from your experiences, comes from your stories, right? You didn't just read a text and say, that's going to be me, click. And then boom, you turned into, you know, Dave Rothrow, right? and be like, you know, successful entrepreneur and amazing marketer. That didn't happen. It's because you had stories, you had people, you know, you had your own stories and your own experiences, but you also been in, influenced by other people's stories and other people's influences, because that helped you deter away from maybe painful places and head towards positive places. So the power of stories needs to be a part of every single person's day, because it is already a part of every person's day. What people lack is the ability to properly articulate those stories. And so all I did is over the last, you know, amazing, you know, intro that you gave me, but all I did over the last kind of 20 plus years when I'm working in these different niches that I said, what's your story? And it was amazing how many people just don't know how to tell their story properly. They have an amazing story. It's not that they had boring lives. They just didn't know how to properly articulate it. And once we could figure out how to articulate that story around their product and who it was meant for and experiences other people have with that product and, you know, the perceived experience that other folks are going to have, the hooks, why the hooks are there, what fears you're allaying, what goals you're helping people achieve. And all of this comes into the story, then it just skyrocketed. And I'm talking about like not just, you know, 1x or 2x or 3x. I'm talking about like 50x or 60x or 70x, you know, over the course of sometimes a year versus over the course of 5 years. Depended on how well you could tell your story and how quickly you could get out to the audience that needed to hear it, because they wanted to actually have their journey with you. And I think that's the other part of it too. And this is probably my last point, and then we'll dive into some tangibles. Is, you know, the friends that you have are also stories that you're not trying to live vicariously through them, you know, and just sit back on like a video game and just say, cool, I'm level 9,000 on World of Warcraft or whatever. Clearly, I don't play that game, but the point is that your journey, you want to align with other people's journey. You almost want to like, you know, hitch your cart onto other people's bandwagons, you know? And you do that with folks that, you know, kind of get where you are. They understand where you are. They understand where you want to go. Or you know what? Maybe there are people that make you stuck and they keep you stuck because they want to feel like it's okay to be stuck, and they need to bring in as many people as humanly possible in that zone as well. And I know that you see this because on your end, when you have folks that come to you and looking for advertising and how do I sell this thing? And yeah, you know what? Black Friday, Cyber Monday, here's your 90% off. That should do it. You know, well, you have like, there's like, what was the, I interviewed another guy recently, Brendan Kane. I think in his book, he had said it was 65 billion messages that people are privy to total, not in an individual person, but that hit social media every single day. 65 billion messages. That's crazy, right? So how do you be disruptive? Well, you be disruptive by being a better storyteller than everyone else. And how do you do that? Well, you have to get pretty darn good at telling your own story. So how does it play into e-commerce? Well, plays into every other part of our life. And people are looking to how can I trust my money? How can I trust my health? How can I trust my relationships, you know, with you? And if I can, then I'll hitch my bandwagon onto yours and enjoy it, because I want to kind of go where you're going. That's to answer your question. Sorry, it's a super long question, a super long answer, but I just want to give some context.
It was an incredible answer, like really great, went really deep as well. And one of the things which I picked up on, which I think is fantastic, is the idea of finding those 10, 20, 30, or even greater X improvements rather than, you know, so many people, especially running ads as well, like so many agencies that I've spoken to will tell you the exact same thing. The agencies that are worth the souls anyway will say they can make a 1-3% improvement by hacking and optimizing the back end and doing all the geeky media buying stuff. But then you get the right creative in place, which often involves some kind of storytelling, right? And you can suddenly see a 10, 20, or 30x return, so literally like 20-30x as opposed to 20-30%, or 1-2%. So it's huge, right? It's absolutely massive. And a lot of that involves storytelling. So in terms of a practical sense, then, if you were to kick off with a client right now, somebody who, I'm bearing in mind as well, just throw your curveball, a lot of the time, you know, I'll speak to clients who don't want anything to do with their brand, or they don't want to be the face of their brand, they don't want to be seen. So if you were to sit down with a client like that, or typically when you're sitting down with a client, where do you begin and what kind of stories do you start to extract from them?
Yeah. So I think, So, and that's actually been a large portion of what my job has been at Dropfight, as well as the last kind of 20, 25 years, is to kind of be the face. And I think it's because I'm just super attractive and smell great. And you know, everyone's shutting off right now. Actually, it went blurry right when I said that. So your camera's like, forget that. So what I would do is I sit down and say, okay, tell me, why did you invent this product? Why did you do this? And if they say, great, I want to make money, awesome. And I just keep going back. And I try to do the why game, which is the literally most annoying children's game alive. And my kids picked up on it. And they know me better than I know myself, because they kept asking why. It was the cheapest therapy session I've ever had. But I just did the why game. I usually go seven layers deep. And I do that. It's not because it's the seven's the magic number. I do it because usually at that seven, if you haven't reached kind of like the core, what I'm about by that point, then, you know, someone doesn't really understand why they're in business. And then I kind of would choose whether I want to work with them or not. So for example, what I would do is I would say, for example, Dave, if I can put you on the spot here, if that's okay. So if I say, Dave, tell me about Grip. Why did you start Grip?
So Grip, we started because we wanted to make, we saw an opportunity in the direct response marketing world that most people's ads are boring as hell. And we wanted to make, as our tagline says, ads that fit.
Right. So that's great. And so now I have a little bit of you, but that's your elevator pitch. So now I got to go a bit deeper, right? So, okay. So why was it boring before, and how are you making it different?
So most of the direct response marketers, they're incredible when it comes to the mathematical background of, you know, like how to get things to convert and conversion rates and all that kind of stuff. But most people don't have that element of creativity.
Great. So why do you care? So anyway, we can keep doing this all the way down. But the point is, I'm going to start asking questions that get beneath the skin, and they're uncomfortable. And they're not meant to be uncomfortable. It's not meant to be uncomfortable because I'm trying to judge you. It's meant to be uncomfortable because I'm trying to get to your heart, right? And really, it's even if you look at even Simon Sinek's, you know, over the last number of years, the power of why, right? And starts with why, you know, why, what, how, right? Is so many folks, they actually don't realize that if I just open up my heart a little bit here and explain why. So for example, I bet that there's somewhere along your journey where, because you didn't come out, a brand new baby as a, you know, thinking like this, right? So there was a part of your journey where you said, hey, you know what? People are sick and tired of seeing this. Like me, I'm sick and tired of the boring and having no opportunity to actually be creative. And so, you know what? I want to help solve this problem because I actually had this weird experience with, you know, my friend, my girlfriend, a dog or whatever it is, like whatever the actual funny, weird, you know, strange story is that helped you realize that you're actually a hyper creative person and that you actually have something to give to the world. Instead of that being a secret, you decided one day this no longer will be a secret. This will now be almost like the flux capacitor of my entire company, this core foundation, this pillar, this cornerstone will be the energy that actually fuels everything. And what I'm trying to get to initially is that energy. Why? Is because I really don't care if, you know, what it is that you can do for me. What I care is why you're doing it. If you're doing it just to get into my wallet, I have a 3-second attention span, just like most people. And I'm just going to keep scrolling through. So if your ads represent, hey, give me your money, I'm just going to keep going through. If your ads are trying to show me, or your product is trying to show me that, where you're understanding your heart a little bit here. So if you're trying to showcase that I want to take care of struggling moms, that just lost their job, or I'm trying to take care of, stay at home, moms, stay at home dads, or, you know, homeschool kids, or, aging parents or whatever. Like, I don't care who your demographic is, but the thing is they all have a story and your story has to matter to them. So you need to, you know, get in gear here and explain, hey, I used to be a stay-at-home dad. I used to be a homeschool parent. I used to be, and if you don't have that, you got to find someone that does have that story. You're going to give your product away for free as much as humanly possible to this demographic because you believe and you know, and you're showing yet that you know with science and data, and really you're getting these people to believe what you believe, because now these people are going to be lifers. They're going to be your ambassadors. And these are now the stories. And that's the other side. You don't have to, like, I sell hair supplement, you know, vitamins, for example. Well, I like my hair. I mean, people don't like my hair. My wife hates my hair, but I like my hair. So I'm not doing it because I'm trying to create the 1970s again, right? I'm doing it because I know that there are a lot of women out there, specifically for this product, that actually do struggle, you know, with hair loss, especially through pregnancy. So I needed to have something that actually that could be taken care of, you know, that could be ingested safely for you know, when people, when they're nursing, or for people when they're pregnant, right? And so this is a very focused, you know, product that obviously isn't something that I experienced, but I do have a number of people that experienced that. I gave it to them for free. I got their stories. And now when I'm showing people exactly what this can do, it's not just before and afters, it's the experience, because people say, hey, that was me, or that is me right now. I want that result. And so I'm going to hitch my wagon onto that bandwagon. And I'm going to say, I want the result that that person has. And that is going to be your attractive character. So you have to create who your attractive character is, that someone can actually say, I want to be like them. And because I want to be like them, and I see that this is what they used to be, and this is where they got to, and this is what their experience was, I now trust that. And I'm willing to give you my money. I'm more willing to give you my money because I want to experience that experience. And I see that there's almost a roadmap in place, because I don't have time to deal with learning. I don't have time to deal with all that stuff. And it's almost like more of a lazier, you know, kind of nation that we've kind of almost adopted with all the information out there. But that's another thread I don't want to pull at. But
yeah. Well, no, that's great, man. It's huge. I think, again, it kind of ties into that, you know, looking at the data too much and forgetting about the fact that you're actually communicating to real humans, right? And I think there's so many really small business owners out there that have just got so bogged down into the data that they're looking at the ones and O's every single day and saying, okay, starts going up, starts going down. But then remembering that you are communicating with humans, and like really getting deep into that concept of you are communicating with humans and letting those humans walk a mile in your shoes or in the shoes of your attractive characters, as you said, so that then they become like a, I don't know who said this, whose quote this is, but I actually love the term, like a customer without a product. When they've already seen themselves with the product, they're a customer without a product, right? So that kind of segues really nicely into the next question, which is, with these kind of stories, does it matter which platform you're advertising onto you? Or do you have a platform that you prefer in terms of social media? Is it YouTube, Google, Pinterest, or do you go after where your target audience is?
I'll tell you this, and this is where we get really specific. And so what I would say is the story, it all depends on the product, or it all depends on what you're trying to, if we're talking in the spirit of selling, that is depending on what it is that you're selling. And so here's the thing, you have to meet people where they are. I think this is a big change that's happening, and it's super hard. I mean, you know this better than anybody. When in the advertising world, you know, there's so many people competing for that attention in that space. And so the real trick here is, how can you actually find people where they are while you're going after those spaces? And how can you get creative? So for example, instead of going after just cold traffic for Facebook, how can you use Facebook for things like retargeting ads, you know, more effectively? Well, to do that, you need to find the cold traffic somewhere else. And that's the part I think that's key. So for example, if you're a story of someone that is in the middle of a journey, you know what, a blog is probably the right platform for you, because people get to follow your journey day by day, and you're committed to that. Hence, people are going to commit to you. And then the more traffic that you get, the more attractive you get and whatnot. Well, you wouldn't actually find cold traffic on Facebook. Hey, follow my blog, because spending a lot of money. Instead, you want to go to where bloggers go. Like, who is it that, not bloggers, you're going to go to where blog readers go, right? And blog viewers go. You know, if you are if you're someone selling a course, you're probably not going to sell it on Amazon, because Amazon isn't really designed for courses. It's designed for physical products that someone's going to get in 3 to 5 business days, right? So you probably want to go to a place where folks are used to selling courses. And so Facebook is a fantastic platform for that, because but it's not the only platform out there. You know, you can look at Google Display Ads. You can look at native ad platforms. You can look at word of mouth. You can look at Facebook groups. You can look at, like, there's so many platforms that you can use to transfer that. So I think do I have a specific platform that I use? It depends on what I'm selling, right? I think the second thing, though, is once you are selling it, don't sell it right away. Don't do it. I think people are kind of frustrated with the whole, I want to fund your idea, unless you're on something like Kickstarter, which, again, if you're going to asking people to fund your idea, do a Kickstarter, do an Indiegogo, do, you know, GoFundMe or whatever, right? Because those are the platforms. That's where people are going to say, I want to invest in this cool new idea that no one else is doing. Great, then do that there. But your idea better be cool and unique and new. If it's not cool, unique, and new, then don't ask people to fund you. Don't try and get a free 9-to-5 paycheck when people don't know who you are, because I think a lot of folks do that. Instead, just start and say, guys, this is the journey I'm on. If you're, this is part of you, can we just do this together? I'm not telling you I'm the master and you're going to listen to everything I'm saying. I'm saying, let's do this journey together. What experiences are you having? What's one question you always want answered? I'll go out there and I'll help and I'll kind of lead the way in charge. And you can start that way. And that's where things like challenges come in, right? So, you don't need to have the entire product figured out for a challenge. You can literally ask, 1,000 people over Facebook, which is a lot cheaper ad to run, is tell me what's, if you are a private label, supplement salesperson, or if you are a, someone that wants to learn how to ride a bike, if you are someone that ever wanted to learn how to do Kung Fu or whatever it is, right? What is one question that you have always wanted answered, which has stopped you from actually jumping in and learning Kung Fu, riding a bike, selling a supplement, whatever? And then people will give you answers, right? And you're asking them for their input. People are more than happy to give you input. And then once you have that, now you actually have context for what you want to do. And then you have the people who gave it to you. And then now you have your direct audience saying, well, if I did this for free, would you be willing to jump in and do this course here? I'm never going to give it to free ever again, but I just need this first course done. I'm willing to help you do X, Y, and Z with your bicycle or X, Y, Z with your supplement business, right? So there's lots of platforms and avenues you can do it. But the method of your storytelling is, I would say it depends on the product. So I hate being so vague like that, but I hope I give enough examples for different niches or markets or direction.
No, it's great. And I think, it's good in that respect, being vague and kind of staying at kind of conceptual level, because then it can apply to so many things. And I think that style of marketing where you really, you take people along on the journey with you. And again, it's kind of like following your story. It's walking a mile in the shoes of the person they're following. Then they're far more likely to become a customer and then a repeat customer and hopefully a referring customer as well, which again brings me on to the next question. Like, how do you see referral traffic and incentivizing referral traffic? Back when I started in subscription, there was a lot of this going on in subscription boxes where you refer a friend, you get some kind of kickback, whether it be monetary or whether it be a free box. And over time, it seemed like that started to kind of to wane. And I always felt that, getting a referral wasn't even necessarily incentivized. It was, people referred because they really wanted to, because they really believed in your brand, wanted to associate themselves with your brand and become part of it, and therefore tell their friends and feel that ownership. How do you generate that kind of trust and ownership in a brand or product?
So if I can get super specific with a product, and then maybe that could kind of branch out to a little bit more general answer, because I feel like I'm just giving general answers and I know people hate that. So let me give a very specific one. So for example, right now, so let's jump into a little bit more of Dropified's world here, where we can do the private label on demand, like putting, private labels on things like supplements, right? So what I would do here is I would say, for example, let's go with a probiotic gummy. Okay, so gummies are huge and they're exploding through, the roof right now. And so what I would do is this, I have a brand, I've done all my research, I figured out kind of what I'd like, but before I kind of really solidify that brand, that label design or whatever else I want on here, what I'm going to do is this, I'm going to go into things like Facebook groups. And this will answer your question because it is a really important question and it is not a dying art. And anyone that thinks it is, keep not doing it, because you're opening up the doors for me to swoop in and take care of it, because it's super, super powerful. But I don't want to do that to your audience, so I'll give them the secrets. You jump into things like Facebook groups, you jump into, you start figuring out not just what is going to work on your brand, but who is likely to buy this, right? So you would go into, you could jump into groups, specifically your competitors, and start seeing what are people asking on those Facebook groups, on their private Facebook groups. You can talk about what types of people typically do have, digestive problems. Stay away from major diseases, because that's tough. I never want to go in and say, hey, do you have, Crohn's? I have my gut vitamin and you'll be cured. That will never work. Right. And I would get in a lot of trouble for doing that. But if I were to go into some groups for folks that just are kind of embarrassed because digestive problems are a very personal thing. And so they go into private groups, they go into, private Instagram, places, they go on to, even blogs or bloggers, or they visit very specific doctors around digestive issues. So what kinds of doctors would be dealing with things like that? You got to find out where people are. Once you find them, just exist and participate in those groups. Don't just sit back and start pitching people, hey, you want this? Hey, you want that? Because it won't work, right? Actually participate, because if you are trying to become a master in this area, well, I should know exactly what probiotics do and how you need to supplement with prebiotics, and what types of symptoms people would be typically experiencing, and what kind of symptoms I'm trying to alleviate or completely remove in some cases. And that's what those are going to be the things that I'm going to be seeing in those groups. Now, as I'm participating in the groups, I bring value to that group, right? So I'm not the group owner, I'm not the page owner, I'm not the blog owner, anything like that. But I'm bringing value to those places because I'm bringing information and context and support and love and just the things that make us human, right? When we're trying to actually serve other people. And I think that's the key, is serve others first. And then once you've done that, then you can go to the administrators or the blog, you know, like the URL or domain holders or whatever the case is, the authors. You say, hey, listen, I actually have a supplement company. I'm actually thinking about releasing a new digestive enzyme. Would it be all right if we just threw kind of a poll out there, or if I threw a poll out there? Hey, listen, if anyone's interested in trying out, you know, a digestive gummy here that just hit the market and has, you know, these X, Y, and Z kind of qualities, you know, I'd be willing to give you 3 samples for free if just in return for some feedback, right? And so, I mean, everyone and their mom is going to say, yeah, jump on that, right? And because, again, I know gummies are huge. I know I'm in a community that's going to matter. And so people are going to say, yeah, let's do it. And then just say, hey, listen, everyone, and you go to the admin, you're like, everyone that actually sent, you know, said yes, could you just individually or give me the list or whatever, just say DM me, or even in the thing, just say DM Mike Weiss. And so then they're going to DM me, hey, I would love this. And then I'm going to get their information because they're giving me the free stuff. And again, it costs me nothing to send this out to them. It's going to be 1 to 3 business days that they're going to get it because it's all done in the United States. And I know it's quality ingredients. So I'm going to give it to them and I'm going to ask them for 4 videos, right? Once I'm done that, I have now have my testimonials from these people, and it's going to be about, you know, it's going to be about, like, you know, the box opening, like, were they sealed? When I open it, was it fresh? Does it taste good? What kind of flavors are these? You know, how did you feel after 7 days, 14 days, 28 days, right? So this is a ridiculous amount of work before you even get into referral land. Why? Is because you need stories. You need stories. I do not have digestive problems. My story is not going to sell this. Hey, I was feeling fine before and I feel great after. You know, like, it's not going to work. So you need stories. So I don't care if you give this for free to 50 people. You know, I think the cost of these through Dropify, I think it's like $6 or something. And so if that costs me $300, but I have 200 testimonial videos that, again, using, you know, a company like Grip, and say, hey, Dave, I have 200 testimonial videos that are all telling, that all say that these are amazing and they have great effect, like great results. What would you do with that? Well, I mean, you're going to sit there and be like, are you freaking outside your mind? Like, I have access to 200 testimonial videos, you know, that show unboxing and, you know, kind of progressive results or progressive, you know, feelings and progressive, you know, what's going on. So once that happens, all of that legwork, then you can do referrals. Then you can say, here's the deal. You know, Mr. and Mrs., you know, person, I have you flagged as a super buyer, as a super star. I don't care what you're going to call them, super ambassador. You will always get this at cost plus a dollar, always 100%. But here's the deal, is you can never order more than 12 a year of this because you can't give them out as gifts. If you want to give them out, or if you want to give this, you know, if you want to share people about your story and do all that, then I will, you know, create a nice ad for you to share to your friends that will have your face on it. Well, I'll just ask you to do X, Y, and Z kind of scripts. Again, essentially, this is influencer marketing, but for people that are taking your product and have lifestyle and have results and you have all their testimonials, would you, and you have this with 50 people, right? Would you be willing to put this out to your Instagram, you know, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, all your social platforms, YouTube, I don't care, anything, right? Would you be willing to do that and share with your friends? Say, guys, anyone that's watching this video, I'm going to give you a 30% off deal, which is nowhere to be found on this guy's site. All you're going to do is X, Y, and Z, buy it. Here's the coupon, you know, GG, if that's her name, 30 off or whatever the case is. And now you're going to be getting your referrals. But here's the thing. This is really important. For every single referral that comes through, you want them to get into your subscribe and saves. When those are subscribed and saves, now you're getting consistent income. So first of all, if you think about what was the cost of actually doing this, well, it didn't cost you any money. This is before you even talked to Dave. It did not cost you any money. It cost you time and relationship and service. That's all it cost you. Okay. And then obviously the cost of sending these out to 50 people, but $300. Let me ask you, $300, how far can that stretch on Facebook ads, Dave?
Pretty far.
pretty far, right? Now, if I were to give you $300 and say, hey, listen, I'm looking for folks that are actually going to buy this thing. And I said, I want cold traffic on Facebook ads for $300. Do you think I'm going to have a better result with just cold Facebook traffic out of the gate? I'm just talking about out of the gate. Or do you think I'm going to have more results coming from people that actually use the product, testimonials, and actually giving them to their individual audiences with private ads, with lifestyle, you know, images, and having those people come directly to my site where it's not necessarily ads. It's just maybe custom videos that I gave them that they're sharing. Well, more likely someone that actually is going to buy something from someone that they trust, who trusts you with taking this product, and they want the same result as this person had because they're having similar initial symptoms as this person had. They want to hitch their cart to the bandwagon of this person who's now hitched their cart to me. And now everyone's on this amazing journey. And I've already, you know, say that even one person, each of these people only send in one person. Well, now I have 50 people buying one of these, or I'm sending this out to 50 people every single month. And yeah, it's 30% off, but I'm still making a profit. And that's before I even hit really like the muscle of this thing, because I know, Dave, what you can do with people, with experience, with testimonials, and with stories is a hell of a lot better than you coming up with the story yourself and being like, hey, what's your story? I don't know. Okay, well, I guess I can maybe figure something out, you know, and see if this works. I mean, it's so much easier when I hand you the story. Sorry, that's a super long answer about referrals, but I just really want to help people understand, like, this is just with supplements. You could do this with any product out there. And this is how you do referrals in a way that is super crazy effective.
Yeah. No, that's huge, man. And like, you're absolutely right when it comes to, you know, having the right creative and actually make it flexible on ad spend and making it go anywhere. I think, you know, without that kind of creative, you need to take, I think the point you're trying to illustrate, you know, is if you need to take that $300 and spend it on ads with none of that social proof in place first, you're not getting anywhere, right? Whereas opposed to if you actually go and get that content, which is already proven to work of its own accord in the right places, in front of the right people, you know, in the right kind of circumstances, and then put ad spend behind it, then it's just like rocket fuel, right? It's like the right ads or the right kind of message, the right testimonial videos with the ad spend is, that's how you get real results, right? That's a huge one. Well, fantastic answer. So what can people start doing then if they already have a brand that's running right now? What would your advice be to them to start kind of harboring this kind of storytelling? What's the first thing they can do like today to get going with this?
Identify the problem that you want to solve first. That's the hugest thing. If you're not solving a problem that actually is a problem, then you're not going to get anywhere, right? And so I think the first thing is make sure you understand what the problem is. Second, make sure you understand what your solution actually is and how it's different than other people. And if you aren't different than anybody else, like if this is just another gut fight event, that I'm not going to win, right? Because there's people way bigger than I am out there. And especially when you just kind of, you have the brand, but you're just wanting to get started, or you're just trying to find a way to stand out. You got to stand out. And one way that you stand out is dive deeper. Don't try and put purples and reds and blues and change the color and change the design up. You got to dive deeper first. And if your why is not being translated into your advertising, if your story is not being effectively translated into your advertising, where people can understand, this is the character that I'm kind of getting in front of right now. And I want to hitch my wagon to that character because they're desirable and they're attractive, then you're good. And if you're not the front runner, like if you're not if you're not going to be the face of it, then find the face of it. I don't care if you're a kid brand, find a kid that you can say, hey, listen, Washington, that sounds really bad. But anyway, my point is find a face for your company. And make that consistent, because consistency is key. So once you kind of land your why, and yet why is solving a problem in a way that no one else is doing it, you got to find consistent ways of kind of saying the same message, but differently. Targeting different reasons why people actually buy, because not everyone's going to buy for the same reason. You know, some people will buy because it's a good value. Other people will buy because of the story. Other people will buy because, you know, of the quality. Other people will buy because, like, there's so many different reasons why people will buy. And so instead of just landing one ad out there and trying to get, you know, your message out there properly, you have the right story now, you have the right medium, but what you need is you need to translate that message into all the different ways that people can buy. I believe that there's 7 or 8 different reasons why people buy and different feelings that they buy out of. So you need to target literally all 7. So when you're doing things like split tests, don't split test the same message with maybe different colors all the time. Although that's a massive strategy. So, but I would do it like, who is it that I'm trying to target? What feeling, what emotion am I trying to target here? and what buyer am I trying to target here? And so that's what I would do to start.
That's wicked, man. Literally $1 million advice right here. Like if people understood, like, or people understand how powerful this is and genuinely go and action it, like it's incredible. And not only that, you and Dropify have literally just created a solution to actually fulfill and own brand these things almost instantaneously, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so put it this way, similar to what you would see with something like print on demand, which is a lot, I think this is going to be the closest thing for people to understand. See, when you advertise, it's using story to help advertise is enormous. But what actually complements it, so think about putting like the steroids on this thing. What actually puts the steroids on this thing is if that ad, it's not just an attractive ad, which is, I don't say just because that's super important, but if your product can also support the ad, not just have the ad support the product. If your product can also support the ad. So for example, I mean, these are just pretty generic branding, like Gut Vitamin, right? But if I, or even Immune Booster, right? So if I had, you know, is your immune system, you know, are you feeling, I have to be careful with that. But anyway, you understand the point, is that you want to be able to create custom designs that fit the advertising. So put it this way, if I were to work with Dave, which I can't wait to actually do after this episode, it's going to be a lot of fun. But what I would say is, Dave, here's the deal. Here's my vitamin right now. I mean, I'll tell you why I put these designs on it, but to be fair, I want this thing to kill. I want Sunbay Naturals, which is the brand, to actually kill. So what can we do with this right now? I'll tell you the story behind it, X, Y, Z. This is kind of my whys. This is what I'm going after. But what kind of advertising spin would you put on this? What kind of testimonials would you put on this? And then you know what I'm going to do is Dave is going to give me back a bunch of creative. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and I'm actually going to apply that creative to a different label. Okay. And while I do that, that means that whenever I see the ad creative, which is already going to be genius because it's coming from Dave and from Grip, I'm also going to be able to say whenever someone buys this, they're going to remember that ad. They're going to remember the messaging. It's going to be consistent all the way through. Now, how many different ads can you actually use on the same product? Well, it's endless. Endless. Creative is endless, right? So what Dropify has done is we've been able to create the private label on demand model, like shirts and hats and mugs and whatever else, and be able to put that on consumables so that, and when I say consumables, I mean not just, you know, supplements, but also CBD products, skincare products, pet supplements. We're moving into coffee, we're moving into wine, into just a truckload of other things. And when I say consumables, I mean something that someone will use and it will be empty and they will need to buy again. I love this shirt, but I'm not buying one every month. Okay. If this is going to solve my problem, I'm going to buy one every month. And I'm going to do that through subscribe and saves off of your website. I'm going to do the subscribe and saves off of Amazon. I'm going to do that by creating, you know, buying 12 packs up front and increase my average order value. I'm going to be doing that by buying a bunch of bundles that no one else is selling right now. I'm going to be disruptive that way. And I'm going to do it by actually putting my branding, my messaging, my values on the actual brand instead of just a flower or, you know, what is this one? Elderberry or vitamin C and orange, you know, or an elderberry. Like, just stop. Like, people are doing that because it's what's trending. And that's, I mean, it's been trending like that for 30 years. But stop, because you're trying to bring people to you. And instead, you need to go out and meet people where they are, which means if I'm going after immune boosters for mountain bikers, you know, in Phoenix, well, I sure as hell better have something around Phoenix and the mountain that they typically bike on. Because when they see it, they're going to be like, whoa, that's crazy. Now, I'm not going after the millions that do that, but I am going to go after people. They're going to be like, whoa, this is actually designed right for me. And I love that. Immune Boosters for Bikers in Phoenix. Or, I mean, it's a terrible title, but you understand what I'm saying. So that's why I work with Dave, get the creative. I can take that creative, apply it to my brands, and I can do this an unlimited number of times. Okay? That's the power of this thing. So yeah, Dropify is killing it right now. And we're just looking for people that have access to creative minds like Dave, to be able to really explode this thing, because no one's doing it. I mean, people are doing it on print on demand, but if you want to really explode, you need to get into something where people are going to order stuff from you every single month. And now it becomes actually passive income, because it's just happened every single month. And it's quality product and they like the brand because you made it tailored specifically for them. Sorry, so, I could keep going all day, but that's the joy of this thing.
So incredibly cool, man. And just to drive home the points as well, just to think like a brand that comes top of mind is Dollar Shave Club, right? In terms of consumer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bought for $1 billion within what, like 3 or 4 years after
crazy. All, yeah.
You guys are creating a platform where people can literally ship their own consumables with no effort whatsoever and brand it as however they want.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
All over the world, which is key. All over the world.
Yeah. That's incredible, man. Well, how can people find out more? How can people get involved in this, quite frankly, ridiculous offer?
Yeah, so Dave's going to put his address and personal cell phone number down. You can go meet him. No, I'm kidding. No. 30,000 people outside your door. Dave! So what we're going to do is I'm going to be giving Dave a super, super special link that's tailored just for Grip, just for this audience. When I say super special, it's because the price that we're going to be offering people here and the package we're going to be offering people, I'm actually not allowed to even give out anymore as of tomorrow, tomorrow being December 2nd, because we're rolling out new pricing models. So literally, if you don't click that link, you're never going to see this price ever, 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 ever again. Okay. So what we're going to be doing is typically this is about a $5,000 per year package. And obviously you can see why, because of like the fact that you can create literally unlimited products without having to buy any upfront inventory at all. And you can ship them and everything's automatically done for you. But what we're going to do is we're going to be giving everyone that's listening, not just today, but everyone that follows Dave, a special price. It's $197 a month, no contracts, no commitments, $197 a month instead of $5,000 a year. And I'm also going to be throwing in, it's 100 plus label design templates. So if you're going to Dave, if you're working with Dave and you're like, Dave, I suck at creative, like I'm creatively challenged and I need help. Well, again, I don't want Dave doing all the work for you. So what our designers in-house have done is they've created over 100 plus label design templates. And these are coming with, you know, if it's a dog, you know, support or a dog joint support, then it's going to be with different dog pictures on it, with different colors and different designs that our own in-house design team have done. So this isn't coming from Fiverr, Upwork, 99 Designs. These are not things that we pull from, you know, from other supplement labels. We've been, we've taken a look at it. We've seen what's been trending. We just applied it to our own design. So no one is using these designs right now. So if you want to rip it off and just take it, go for it. Honestly, that's the whole point. But if you're just looking for some inspiration, bring that to Dave. Hey, this is kind of what I was thinking. What would you do with it? And he would be like, well, maybe let's just not just target golden retrievers. Maybe let's go after every breed and we'll focus on which markets those breeds do have joint support in and where the veterinarians are and how we can target those veterinarians. And anyway, it's a lot of fun. So 100 plus label design templates as well. We're also going to be throwing in something called our Supplement Traffic Secrets mini course. So no one knows supplements better than we do because this is kind of what our jam is. And so what we're going to be doing is giving a little mini course on native ad on how you can work through the top five native ad platforms to help work with marketing campaigns and marketing strategies on Facebook and Google display ads and, you know, blogs and everywhere else, you know, where you can just grab more audience that are coming in from people that are more likely to buy supplements and have been proven to buy supplements because of those amazing ads. So we actually walk through step by step. It's not to counter anything that you're learning with Dave or any other marketing strategy you have. It's to support it. It's to bring an extra muscle component to it. So we're going to help bring that in then as well. So again, $197 a month. We'll give you the link to Dave here. I'm not going to put it on the show because I know there's going to be a lot of people that watch this show and they're like, ooh, I can do that. I'm going to give it to Dave. This is going to be so exclusive that the only way you can get it is if you click on it wherever he puts this episode, which I know might be in a bunch of places because it's pretty fun. It's a pretty cool topic. So
that's amazing. Literally a business in a box. If anyone listening doesn't take Michael Bonner's offer, you obviously hate money. So
yeah. And thank you for not taking it because I'm just going to do it anyway. And you're just giving me more market. So I would encourage you. And sorry, that's a bit of a prod, but guys, in all seriousness, if you just are really struggling with product, if you're struggling with creative, if you're struggling with actually piecing all this together, because it is chaos, right? I mean, especially right now, it's really, really tough. And you're trying to latch your, you know, you're trying to latch your wagon onto something that is trustworthy. Dave is trustworthy. Grip is trustworthy. They've proven that. And if you haven't seen that already, you can ask him to show you the amazing testimonials from thought leaders and industry leaders right now that would testimony to that, including myself. And then again, if you don't know me, well, it's okay. That's part of this interview. But I'm showing you exactly what can happen. And I'm giving you an amazing offer because I'm saying I want you to succeed. But if you choose not to do that, then that's fine. But that's your choice. That's not because the opportunity hasn't been out there for you. And so I really encourage you. Yeah, really encourage you. Don't sit any longer, because if you sit today, you're going to sit tomorrow. You're going to sit the third day. And eventually you're going to sit out the whole game and wonder what happened. And that's just, I don't want that for you. Dave doesn't want that for you. So.
That's incredible, Mike. Thank you so much for giving us your time, knowledge, and wisdom. It's been an absolute blast, having you, man.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
This has been the Viral by Design podcast with Dave Rothero. For more viral marketing secrets and to get detailed cliff notes on all episodes, visit viralbydesign.net.